Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking for Access Astrology. Welcome. We are three astrologers who love sharing our astrology with you and our fascination with how astrology manifests in our everyday life. And I'm joined tonight by Mark. Mark Woltz, are you there? Hold on. Mark, are you on the line?
Yes, that's me. Hello,
wonderful.
Hello.
And are you calling in from
New York City, Manhattan.
I hear you've had some wild weather out there this week.
Yeah, we had actually yesterday there was a big storm with lightning and hail and thunder. It was pretty exciting for a short time. It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And
there was hurricane. I know, tornado warnings all over the place.
Oh.
Have you seen any northern lights? We've had major solar flares the last few days. And here in the Midwest, I missed them. But apparently, if I'd driven half an hour north, I would have seen them the day before yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of sunspot activity.
And I've noticed that that sort of leaves people a little frayed around the edges, like the ions have sheared past them, a little out of it or tired, restless, interested and tired. It kind of turns the volume up on the aspects, but can leave us feeling a little fried or sensitive.
Hey, that's
sort
me.
Is that how you've been feeling?
Yeah, and I couldn't even see the northern lights, but I guess I felt them.
Yeah, you felt them. I mean, and also that Mercury, the last of the three Mercury-Neptune squares was exact on Tuesday.
Right.
Which was a bit of a doozy. And what are you seeing as the interesting things this week? We've passed the summer solstice. The sun conjunct Mars and moved on, which was an interesting week. Every night, if we look out, we see a beautiful Venus-Jupiter conjunction in Leo, and it's going to be there for a while. And they both trine Uranus most of the summer, which gives us a heart-centered way out of major problems. I think it doesn't cut down on the problem. We have the the disaster that happened in Charleston a week ago, but a rather miraculous, heart-centered way through, that the people involved in the shooting, the family members, said, hate will not win, love will make this through. The Confederate flags are coming down and they're banned from the stores. It seems to me, a real Venus-Jupiter, success over a very Mars event.
Yes.
Which was really beautiful. Have you seen anything else that you think is related to the Venus-Jupiter conjunction?
We should see some really good things happening in terms of finance or things that are valued in some way.
Mm-hmm.
There should be. I haven't particularly noticed it, but that's usually what we find the things, and it may be that it's happening on a much more personal level. Because we all have things that we value differently than others do. And so anything in our personal lives can get a boost. So anything that you do value, see what you can do to increase it, enjoy it more, share it more. Make it bigger and louder and more around you, all around you.
And that people that are trying to find a creative way through, I think it's going to be a powerful summer for that. It's also if you're not in relationship. And you want to be, this Venus-Jupiter conjunction can really encourage you know, if we stay in the present and don't build imaginary things in the world, but engage in Venusian activities, radical acts of kindness, of community-oriented, of art projects, and of, you know, social connection, of music, and see how Venus is in Leo is really kind of warming our hearts and creating connections amongst each other. I'm looking forward to that. Today, Mars also entered Cancer, and that's not one of the Mars better places. What do you think about the Mars and Mars entering Cancer? It's a kind of self-protective and defensive. What else did you say about it?
That's what it tends to be, but it also increases the sensitivity of Mars. And that's a plus if you know how to use it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get lost in the emotions of it, which is easy to do because Cancer is a water sign, then you can't do much with it. And it's kind of Mars gets overwhelmed and kind of drowned by emotions. But if Mars can keep his head up and keep swimming, you know, so that there's some direction to it, then there's a lot of sensitivity that goes along with the movement that Mars makes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess it's a good season for lifeguards because they use that energy, right? They see something and they right away, instead of saying, you know, oh, a crisis, someone's drowning, they say, what do I need to do? I see there's a problem. What do I need to do? And that's really, if you want to work with the Mars in Cancer in a positive way, that should be the first question. Even though it's not the one that Cancer brings, it's the one that Mars looks for, which is, what direction are we going? What can we do? And you know, and then you'll be sensitive along the way. So actually, it's good season for emergency medical teams and, you know, any kind of rescue work. That's really good for.
That's beautiful. And
so we can apply that too in our own lives. You know, look for what you need to rescue. Right? And it could be something about yourself and the people that you're with, or it could be about the cats in the alleyway. You know, can be all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So if we look around, there are things that we often overlook what we could rescue. And when Mars goes into Cancer, we'll tend to be a little more aware of those things and what we can actually do.
Today and tomorrow, the moon is in Libra, and it's setting all this off. And with Mars in Cancer, giving us a chance to rescue and to connect and to work on our home. As Mars went into Cancer this afternoon, I'm looking at the time on it, it was early this morning, my moon in Cancer mate started overhauling the front porch. We've been like ripping down parts of it and finding things and renovating. It can also be really physical activity to work on our home.
You're rescuing the home.
Yeah, exactly, rescuing your home. And that could be repainting your house, nesting, or working on domestic political policy, doing something to be the warrior and protector for your sense of the home. Planet Earth, a more localized version of it. And then the moon enters Scorpio on Friday and trines Mars and Cancer and then Neptune. So it's going to be an interesting water sign trine, kind of an emotional time on Friday and Saturday. We're heading into a Mercury-Pluto quincunx on Sunday. That can bring up a lot of old thoughts, old feelings. Just be careful where you go with that on Sunday. The moon enters Sagittarius on Monday, and Venus trines Uranus. Again, that creative side, loving side, what can we do with our compassionate nature next week? It can be a lot of fun and exploration. this weekend could be with the Scorpio and the Mercury quincunx Pluto. I was saying if you need to do something alone, if you need to take a hike alone or work on your car or paint a picture, do something that gives you an excuse to not be too sociable. It might be helpful. My father-in-law, who was a Libra moon in Scorpio, pretended he was friendly, but when there got to be too many people at him, he'd start welding something. So he'd take out his welding torch and start welding, and anytime anybody looked, tried to get too close, he'd just sort of point the welding torch at them and pretend it was, oh, oops, accidental. But I could just see then that he was overloaded and need time alone. So we might need more time alone than we know, just to kind of regroup and center and find our, you know, settle our feathers and find our core under the Scorpio moon this weekend. Find something that helps us take us in, which is an interesting part of the process. Now, we got a question from, we got a letter from one of our regulars. It said, I'm a regular Access Astrology listener, but I listen to the show's recordings, so I need to email my question. And August 19th, 1969, and to deal with, well, Venus in Leo, and we know that Venus is going retrograde for much of August and September. What can help the Venus, the Leos, and how do we handle Venus retrograde? Now, do you have any hints for Venus retrograde?
You mean Venus retrograde natally?
In general, how to, because it's retrograde, it goes all the way through. Venus is in Leo, and their Venus and Leo dance together all summer. Venus goes right all the way through Leo, then retrogrades back all the way through Leo, conjuncts Jupiter again, retrogrades forward, and tags it a third time.
Yeah.
What? And it's going to be beautiful every night, but.
Any retrograde energy, it's good to be introspective and retrospective about.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a good time to sort of get to know your Venus from how you've used Venus at other times in your life. And that, again, it's about how we identify things that we value and love and how we draw those things toward us.
Mm-hmm.
As well as how we offer from ourselves what we value and love to share with others. So this is the time to say, what has been my relationship to Venus and how have I shared that with others?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being in the sign of Leo, it really warms it up. So it emphasizes the giving part of it. You know,
and it's good for us to look at what house that's going through. In the Leo that requested the information, August 19th, 1969, at about 11:59 p.m. in New York, like right before midnight, their sun in Leo is in the fourth house. And so Venus-Jupiter conjunction will be in Leo going through their fourth house back and forth. It'll be squaring this person's Moon-Neptune conjunction in Scorpio. So there's a lot of ambiguity in this chart about being seen and not being seen. In the normal Leo house, in the fifth house, this guy has Venus and Mercury in Virgo, South Node in Virgo, Pluto in Virgo, then Uranus and Jupiter in Libra. So there's a lot of kind of unexpected wild cards and creative process for this person. You know, Venus is at 19 degrees of Cancer. I'd suggest that this is a complicated issue and a good reading would be, sit down with an astrologer and go over all the details of it. But that Venus, Jupiter in the fourth house, how can you open your heart even bigger at home? Not be blind, not be codependent, not give people, not enable people that need to have good boundaries set, but how can you be generous and loving and forgiving, which is not always easy for Scorpio Moon. Generosity, maybe forgiving is a little tricky, but to hold people accountable and be generous at the same time. I see that with the Venus-Jupiter conjunction down there. Could also be creating murals in the home, creating art in the home, and seeing how by being expansive with their heart, with their leonine self, they can also pay attention to others. That one of the biggest gifts Leos can give is their attention. They love attention, but they can also give attention. They can focus on another person and make them feel like they're the only person on earth. And that gift of their attention really brings out the best in many people. So how can they pay attention to what they want to grow in their life? Does that make sense, Mark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of other people on the line. Let's give them a shot. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, 631, you're on the line. How can we help you? Do you need anything? Ah, they're not, they haven't entered one.
Hello?
So they're not. If you are on the line, if you'd like to call, we have, you can call in at 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. Then you need to press 1 in order to raise your hand and be called upon. Okay. 908, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for sharing every
sure.
week with us. Okay, so my birthday is August 8, 2367. And I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Okay. And what time?
Time, 22:20 p.m.
2:20.
And I now live in New Jersey.
Okay.
So
and
that's the 23rd of August, 67?
Yes.
Okay.
August 23rd, 67.
Mm-hmm.
And my question would be, in the last few years, I've been working towards revamping my career. I'm a mom, and I work in media. And I dedicated 3-4 years to my kids and doing some freelance work. But I've been really focused on finding, like, my true north, I would say, in my career, and, you know, evolution, and I've executive produced a lot of shows and television and digital media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know what's in store.
And when you ask that, you're saying,
well,
this looks like a lot of unexpected information coming up, a lot of interesting changes this year. And it's already been a year full of changes, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And
when
kind
we
of
look
crazy.
At you. Hmm?
Kind of a little bit crazy, too, because.
Absolutely. Well, Uranus has been right on your moon, and Pluto's been squaring your moon, and you can't get much crazier. Uranus, you know, is the planet that spins backwards and sideways, and it can make us feel crazy.
Okay.
You know, and you've been, and Neptune is directly opposed your Venus right now. It's a very creative time. It looks like you're very suspicious of relationships and tend to keep people at a distance. And yet, I mean, interested in them as people, but are very wary about letting people close to yourself. You've worked hard to create your independence and a very creative soul. And with Neptune opposed to Venus, it seems to be softening that. You and I are both Virgo, Moon, and Aries. You have a Taurus rising.
Yes.
And that Uranus, a Neptune opposed your Venus is kind of softening some of the way that you you know, it's bringing up your imagination, but some softening some of your prickles and independence. It's not that you're any less independent, but that you're more curious about letting people in. And your natal moon is at 15 degrees out of Aries, and your progressed sun is at 16 degrees of Libra, and Uranus is at 20 degrees of Aries, but it's going to back up to oppose, to conjunct your moon and oppose your progressed sun again. So a lot of the changes will continue this year. We can make some good changes, though. What
yeah,
would you like to change
thinking.
About your life?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I've been getting some offers, and see, I have an amazing, I'm very grateful for my family, my husband, my
mm-hmm.
kids. And I feel mm-hmm. like now it's a really good time. My kids are a little older, not too old, 10 and 15, but they're more independent. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
now it's
mm-hmm.
a good time to kind of expand my wings with my career again. Because it kind of feeds my soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I meditate a lot and have done a lot of introspective work for the last, 8-9 years. And so basically I would, you know, I'd like to know, for example, if I've seen some, I would say, interference in some
mm-hmm.
of the projects that have been coming
up. It does not sit well with the moon in Aries. No, does it?
mm-hmm. So like, all of a sudden it's a go, and nobody's fault. It just happens like a channel
mm-hmm.
just like all of a sudden does a major layoff, so they're not hiring,
mm-hmm.
a position freeze, they lose signals. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, so this year, don't worry about, you're not going to be in control, and you're not fond of that. But knowing that there's a lot of wild cards that you have that have nothing to do with you,
right.
And there may be a change in people's funding. Saturn retrogrades back for the summer, which helps, but it had gone into your eighth house of other people's money, then retrograded back into your house of partnership. Now it's going to go back into the house of other people's money. So it's going to make it easier for you to develop working relationships with people. But you may find that funding is peculiar for a while. And
okay.
that you just need to keep your ducks in a row and keep your investors invested, knowing what you're doing. You keep them informed and connected, and keep your net wide open for ways that you can be supported. It looks like it's changing, that there may be some more work on the international level than there would be on the local level for the work that you're doing.
Okay, yeah, because actually I've been talking to a channel and for a really great position in international, actually,
mm-hmm.
to deal with all of Latin America, Australia, and parts of Europe.
Perfect.
That's kind of funny. But the only thing is that it would entail a move.
Yeah.
Which
that
is okay,
with Uranus
but I have
coming
a family.
To your moon and Pluto squaring your moon, I think it's almost inevitable.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem. I love.
Okay.
I'm a
don't hold on. You know, they say with a Pluto transit, if you try to hold on to the train station when the train pulls out, all it does is rip you apart. You know, just start packing the boxes and see where you're going. Just make
okay.
it work for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's the way
things
work
mm-mm.
for you overall. Is you know, you basically intuitively choose the action. You're never really sure where it's going to lead,
yeah.
And you're in that kind of position now. So that let that be your strategy. If it feels right and you don't sense resistance around it, then
right.
go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. It's true. I always actually I love change. I embrace
mm-hmm.
it, like, it fuels
That's
me.
That's beautiful.
So
excellent.
Okay. Thank
good
you
luck.
So much. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Wonderful. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And 631-432, if you hit 1, then we can pick up your call. Otherwise, we have no access to your call. So you have to raise your hand, as Ann says. And we miss Ann Ortley, who's normally here with us tonight, but is off traveling amongst the astrosphere. And we look forward to having her back. Mark, do you have anything exciting coming up in the next few months for you that you'd like to talk about?
Well, let's see.
Are you all meeting for the Tuesday nights through the summer?
Yes. Yes. We're actually taking next week off for the the Revolution Day holiday.
Yep. July 4th? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're going to, we would normally meet on Tuesday the 30th, but we're letting that be a holiday.
Wonderful.
We'll be back for the rest of the summer, pretty much till Labor Day, every Tuesday on 30th Street between 5th and Madison.
In New York.
It's a nice location, and we have a nice little crowd of people, and everybody speaks up. And, you know, the more you say, the more you learn. That's the way I look.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you're anywhere near Minneapolis or the Twin Cities, on the first Tuesday of every month, on Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, at the Eye of Horus bookstore, we have a chart clinic where we put up case history after case history and manifest. And the whole crowd talks about it, and so it's a good way for people to get an inexpensive reading if they want, and for anybody at any level to practice their astrology. We put the pros to work.
Anyone can bring in a chart, right?
Anybody can bring a chart.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can contribute to the chart. And we make it, no one's wrong, but we may keep asking questions and opening up the definition. And we make sure that we keep it spacious and positive and full of possibility and help the up-and-coming astrologers practice.
That's great.
Yeah, we really love that.
Because that's the best way to learn is to, work with charts.
I agree.
And when you have other people to do it together with, you sort of teach each other, what about this? What about that? And it's really fun.
Yes, it is. And I agree, it's like, conversational French. If you go to a class where you're actually talking French, you learn so much more than taking a class. So
that's right.
This is to go along with anybody else's study of the project and see how they can engage this work. But I would ask everybody to look in their charts and see where the late degrees of Leo sits. We have 60 seconds left. So where Venus and Jupiter are conjuncting right now in the late to mid-20s of Leo, and they're going to go all the way through the end of Leo and back again. So to look in that part of your chart, what do you need to expand? Where do you need to stretch your heart with compassion and creativity? Where do you need to keep your eyes open for new possibilities? And where will you no longer tolerate being ignored? Because it is in Leo, and you need to be seen. So this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Minneapolis and St. Paul. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in. And I'm in New York City. And we both say hello to Anne out there, and I'm sure she'll be with us next week.
Yes. And wonderful,
good.
And I hope you all have a great night. See you next week. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.